Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Believe it or not, it's Friday, the 16th of June. On Monday, they have that silly... What is it, Juneteenth holiday?
I would hardly call it silly.
It's silly. It is
it's
silly.
Not.
It's not. Too many holidays. Have it on. It's the idea behind it's fine, but why do we have to have another day off, another holiday? My city is going to fly the flag over the City Hall building, and I wonder, the question that I would have about this, we got to introduce everybody here. I'm Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner is here, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. The idea behind Juneteenth, it's interesting and compelling, I would say, but, and I say Juneteenth, would you like to explain? I must admit to the fact that I think, as I just sort of indicated, that we have too many holidays. In the meantime, educating people as to what this is about is another story. So I'm not suggesting we ought not to understand what it's about. I just think that we have too many frivolous, probably not the right word, but too many distracting holidays. This is a perfect opportunity, maybe the last week of school, for youngsters in school to learn about some of the principles and properties of Juneteenth. So, having said that, you may, if you'd like, explain what it's about, why you think it's a good idea to have a holiday on that day, Jay.
It commemorates the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. It is I agree with you. There are a lot of, not necessarily unnecessary holidays, but holidays where people do not need to be off of school, banks do not need to be closed. Juneteenth is not one of them. Juneteenth is very important. And
why isn't it held
all
in
of the
connection?
Recognition.
Well, but why isn't it held in connection with other holidays or other days that commemorate those people who would be important, like Martin Luther King Jr., in the so-called black movement, which is a term that I find also objectionable, because I think that that is, denigrates the whole the black movement, the Black Lives Matter stuff. I just, this is me.
It's held on, Juneteenth is held on June 19th because in 1865, on June 19th, that was when freedom for slaves was proclaimed in Texas.
Mm-hmm. And what's Texas like today when it comes to relationships with black and white people? I would say that I chuckle about it because I probably shouldn't chuckle, but what I find is it's kind of oxymoronic. There are, and people say, well, what do you mean? What's going on in Texas? Texas, I would not describe Texas as the most progressive state in the country, and maybe I'll leave it at that. All right, so anyway, we'll talk more about it because we'll be on the air on Monday. We'll go through a number of the stories that are important. Actually, the day before is Father's Day, and maybe we'll spend some time on that during this hour of the Good Day program. Looking ahead at what we will be talking about on the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. Anybody got a guess? You can take a guess at social media. What's number one this week? Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. What do you think? And take a good shot. 855-999-DOUG is also a connection to us. From the good news department today, a lot of California stuff. Jennifer will be with us when we do our talk radio review. Sometimes I save the California stuff for her because of her being there and her expertise when it comes to things going on in California. Here's the story of a woman who was found, and it looked like she was on the beach. And she found some firewood, or she thought it was firewood anyway. So she took some pictures, strange-looking thing for sure, and then she just kept walking. As it turns out, Jay, she had stumbled across something very remarkable. The tooth of a mastodon. And after posting pictures of it, seemed to set off a chain reaction. She didn't know what she was looking at. The importance of it, It's because it does look like an old piece of firewood. If you look at the pictures. The fellow who actually recognized what it is Wayne Thompson, who's a paleontology collector at Santa Cruz Museum. It's a natural historical museum. So apparently up in Santa Cruz, there are a lot of these things being found, mastodon remains, that is. And this fellow from the museum reassembled a whole mastodon skull for the museum. It took a couple of years to do it. So he found this woman, whose name is Jennifer Hsu, explained the situation and asked her to go back and get this bone. But as she arrived, she realized that unlike her, someone else didn't pass up the chance to grab the tooth. So there was a lot of beachcombing that went on, didn't get it. Folks, all of them went on to social media pleading for this thing to be turned in. And then there was a call from a fellow who was taking a jog. He didn't know what it was, but he took it home. And then he gave it to the museum. So there you go. Long story short, this goes back to the Ice Age. For those of you who didn't, these things were huge. They're not dinosaurs by any stretch of the imagination, but they're...
They look like elephants.
Yeah, with long really, tusks.
Really, really long tusks, yeah.
Yeah, right. Like 5 million years ago, they were on the planet wandering around. So that's that. There you go. Goodness reigns. So tell me whether you think this is something... there are people who want to protect geese. I'm not one of them. Geese are a blight on the farm. Their poop is poisonous and kills young animals. But there's an interesting story because people think that geese are A-okay, and they are as long as they don't get, you know, into a situation as they are in around here. I have a couple of hay fields on the farm that have been ruined by geese, so I'm not a fan. But somebody... And this is, you can make a judgment on your own. There's a pond nearby that's kind of a sanctuary, a wildlife sanctuary. And some clown was out hunting with a bow and arrow. That stuff, there's a lot more of that going on now than there used to be. And so somebody takes a bow and arrow and shoots this Canadian geese. the arrow... hits its mark, it doesn't kill the goose. In fact, if you were to go online and just probably enter in goose with arrow in it, you'd see a picture of this goose floating around in the lake in this new wildlife sanctuary with an arrow sticking through his body.
Poor thing.
I find it amazing. The way Mother Nature works... The way sometimes, you know, under circumstances like that, an animal will be able to survive. It just is really, it's very interesting. But, you know, the world is full of interesting things, and that's just one more thing that I thought I'd call your attention to. All right, let's get to the mundane things that are going on, Jay. A couple of people were hurt in a shooting near the championship parade that they had in Denver yesterday for the Nuggets. What is the matter with you people who think this is okay? Is there anybody among us who thinks this is okay? There was a big gathering, obviously, a big parade for the Nuggets, won their first NBA title. So the people who were shot, I'm not sure, is there an update on what their condition is?
It seems like it was a targeted shooting, not anything unlike that, and it was potentially related to a bad drug deal. Or a drug deal gone wrong, potentially.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right. A couple of people from California were found dead in a luxury hotel in Mexico. 41-year-old man and a 28-year-old woman from Newport Beach died from intoxication by some substance. I guess they haven't determined what it is yet. No signs of any violence. This adventurous spirit that they had to go down there and have a good time, it got to be drugs, right? Substances that...
Yes, well, one of the other things is that alcohol sometimes in different locations. People are drugged and there's a certain, they order a drink at a bar or something and there's other stuff in it, like not even just roofie, or they go somewhere and buy a bottle of alcohol and sometimes there's something else in it. That's a possibility too. It could be full on drug related, unknowingly, knowingly, to be determined.
Well, it's tourist travel time. You get into June, July, August, and so it happens at this time of year. And it seems to have, since COVID, as more people are so restless, they want to get out and about, right? So traveling here, there, and everywhere. There's another story floating around today of an American tourist who was killed near a castle in Germany. They're just touring, but apparently they were attacked by another American that they met. And so, again, here we have the crazies are out. This is in Bavaria, which is one of the most beautiful places. If you've ever been to Germany and you can go to Bavaria, it is a stunning. The views are stunning in the Bavarian Alps. So they were up at this 19th century palace, apparently, which was, as it turns out, one of the reasons it's a tourist attraction is because it was the inspiration for the castle in Sleeping Beauty. And so there were a couple of women up there, met a man. They were all hiking, and the man lured one of them onto a path. And I guess you can figure out what happened. The rest of it you can probably piece together. It's just,
Well, and it's just, it's not even a situation of an American dying abroad at the hands of, like, a local or something like that. The suspect is American, too.
Yep. And there were five people who were killed in a shooting at a Jehovah's Witness hall in Germany. That went on yesterday, wild day in Germany. It just, the violence, and people say to me, why would you talk about it? Why is, and I get that. I understand why you would think it probably isn't necessary to talk about it. How is your life better with me telling you that story? And maybe it isn't, but it is something that's going on, and it does bring us around to having paying attention to the violence in the world and try to think to ourselves, why? That's the question. Why? It's 18 after the hour here on Friday. Good day.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Packers and Trackers are here, packing and tracking, Friday the 16th of June. Whatever that means, you can translate it any way you'd like to. This is our moment in the sun for social media. Every hour during this portion of the program, we dig around to find some things coming either from you or from folks who have sent us info on things that are trending. Carlos Santana, who's been around for a long time. I remember him back actually in the 60s when he got started. Quite a good guitarist and well known for being what they call a Mexican-American rocker. And that he is. What is it? Mocoye Wava is one of those. I never pronounced it right, even though I played it a lot. He's 75 years old, and he's talking about something that happened to him when he was a youngster. And it's a really a fairly important conversation to have, so we'll have it right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Everybody recognizes that riff, right? Who doesn't? Carlos Santana has forgiven the man who sexually abused him pretty much every day since, well, when he was 10, 11, 12 years old. He was talking about his journey to find peace and acceptance. You know what? When I see things like this, I wonder how much these events certainly have to, they shape the individual as they mature, but how much did it affect his music? That's what I would like. I don't think anybody really asked him that question as directly as that, but because he's so well known, this is a story that didn't have anything to do with his path to being a star, but did it. You know, sometimes those things do, the bad, this horrible story maybe led to something good. Maybe it made him somehow, it triggered the talent. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that those things, that's not a stretch for some people who have found something good in something awful.
Yes, or alternatively, it could have had no effect one way or the other, but he has found that this revelation is coming a few days before his new documentary, Carlos, which he discusses that he learned to look at pretty much anybody who has ever hurt him in his life. Mm-hmm. Instead of wanting to send them to Hades and holding hate in his heart for them, he learned to kind of do this practice of looking at that person like they are a 5 or 6 year old child, who sometimes children, I don't want to say that they're being abusive. It's just they don't have the coping mechanisms and tools that some adults have. And to be honest, a lot of adults don't have that. And so when Carlos Santana started looking at people as these children, he started to feel more compassion in his heart for them. And there's this saying that if when it comes to forgiveness, it's not for the other person, it's for yourself. Mm-hmm. And choosing not to forgive people can be like drinking rat poison, expecting the rat to die. And so he felt like it just made him a better person to he himself, not so much about the abuser.
Mm. There's a lesson in there, and a lot of it is spirituality. I see, I think that's what affected his music. He is this music, I think, that he has created is quite spiritual. And so that's where I see the connection. So, good. Forgiveness is important, and he's got it in his heart, so good. It's a Friday at 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Lick, 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 lick. You know, all of us who are owned by our dogs have been licked by our four-footed best friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, an expression of pleasure, or an attention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of that great pastrami sandwich you just ate. So don't flatter yourself. On a serious note, though, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on its body, it's often a way of telling you that there's pain in that area, so have it checked by the veterinarian. Another reason dogs lick that people are unaware of, when a puppy is first born, the first thing the mom does is lick it to clean it. So when a dog is feeling stressed, or cats for that matter as well, when they're feeling stressed, very often they revert to things they remember when they were very young, just like the human being who sucks their thumb. So if you have a dog that's an excessive licker, one of the best ways to resolve that is really get that mind stimulated. Mental stimulation go a long way, but always check with the vet as well to make sure there's not a tooth or periodontal problem. I'm Warren X.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Beijing this weekend. Blinken's trip marks a rare high-level meeting between the United States and China in a period of heightened tension. His visit helps pave the way for additional meetings, including a potential one-on-one between President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping later this year. Communication and meetings between the United States and China have soured in the last few years due to the pandemic and political tensions. The president of Belarus says the nation has started taking delivery of nuclear weapons from Russia. President Alexander Lukashenko said that some of the tactical nuclear weapons are 3 times more powerful than the atomic bombs the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The deliveries mark the first time Moscow has deployed less powerful, shorter-range nuclear weapons outside of Russia. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Come on. Let's go. Talked about the moon and the stars he couldn't see. You keep on pretending that you don't know what's wrong with me. Come on, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's talk about what's going on in this big, wide, wonderful world of ours. Sunday is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. It's not a Hallmark holiday, really. Actually, Father's Day goes back to medieval times. Catholics dedicated this day to honoring fathers and fatherhood and paternal relationships. So we move a little bit fast-forwarded, if that's a good, is that a good phraseology? Yeah, okay.
All right, we go fast-forward.
You can go fast-forward to what's going on today. It's important for fathers and father figures in societies pretty much all over the world. It's not the same time. It's not the same day around the world. In Spain, it's in March. In New Zealand, it's in September. But, you know, this is something that's cool. Father's Day your dad. There's a couple of, there's some songs that I sort of wanted James to find. There are some, and I think whether I would rather do this because Monday, the tone here is going to be different because it's June 19th.
Juneteenth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, and that is going to be a fairly sober experience because it is a sobering discussion and it's a sobering event. But I think I'll couple Father's Day, if I may, with, well, maybe we'll mix it and match it, okay? Because I think it's worth having a little more Father's Day time. And I think just something to do things differently. I like to have people do things. I like to do things differently. Speaking of that, there's a Rubik's Cube world record that has been set by Max Park. He made history while attending the Pride in Long Beach event, where he solved a Rubik's Cube in 3.13 seconds.
Isn't have that you ever, astounding?
That whole thing sort of captured my attention. I've never done one. I've tried, but I don't even claim to have the dexterity that it requires to do this. Do you think people... All right, so here's the test. James, you know what a Rubik's Cube is?
Of course I know what a Rubik's Cube is. Come on now.
Have you ever tried to put one together?
I've definitely tried. Have I succeeded?
No.
I think most people have tried, and most people have not succeeded. Jay, what about you?
I have once, and it was... I memorized the... There's some formula, like you have to get one of the colors on the bottom left, and then you put all of the, there's like this route you go through.
Really?
I memorized it, and I was able to do it once. It still took me a lot longer than 3 seconds. And then after I did it once, I completely forgot about it, and I've never been able to do it again.
Mm-hmm. All right, well. Yeah,
but there is
I'm
a formula. If you want to impress people with just the fact of being able to do it, not timed, you can find the formula online very easily and impress people.
Really? So another thing that's online that ruins it for everybody else. Okay. All right. So Rubik's is a Rubik's Cube world. But when you think about playing with it, I think I fiddled with it on several occasions on an airplane. I think I spent most of the airplane ride going across the country trying to do did you want to never get it done. And, you know, but I bet you if I gave this to my grandson, Miles, I bet he'd figure it out in not 2 seconds, but.
He's very clever. Well, and the OG Rubik's Cube is the 3x3x3 rotating puzzle, but they have so many more. Like, there's the 8x8x8 and even more
even
than
making
that. There's a sphere. There's a
how the heck do they make them? How do they put these things together would be one of the questions I'd have for it.
Mm-hmm.
Any different sizes? This fellow has autism, which makes this even more remarkable when you think about it. Or maybe you pay attention and understand what autism is all about. And know that it doesn't deter you from being able to advance your brain in certain respects. So that's what this thing is all about. Good for him. Yay. All right. Let's see what else is going on. The weather around the country this weekend is highlighted by what's going on at Yosemite National Park. This is probably, if not the best known park in America, one of the best, don't you think? Because of the waterfalls and all the other stuff that's
absolutely
there. Yeah. It has the tallest waterfall in all of North America. And because we had a lot of snow on the mountains, the Rockies this year, the record snowfall has now meant, as it's melting, a cascade like you have never seen before. There are videos floating around of the roaring water that park officials say they've never seen, the falls just gushing with water. And so all the visitors who are going there, California is much better off because it's getting lots of water. And this is important, obviously, for them, but it's sort of stunning to look at it. And so, I hope that you are able to do that. I send you in that direction and you can help yourself. NASA has added again pictures of a stunning discovery, a moon on Saturn, or around Saturn, it wasn't on Saturn. This moon that's around Saturn The pictures that are coming back are so detailed that scientists think that with the discovery of phosphorus on the moon, which is an essential building block for life, you learned that in chemistry, right, in high school? They think that there's a residue of an ocean that used to be, chemicals that are locked inside what is, the Saturn moons are very cold. But imagine that this, the Cassini, which is another one of the probes that they sent out, has been able to detect and send back these stunning pictures. I've used stunning twice here, but it is appropriate for this, I think. Anyway, so
it's
there's
like,
something else.
Pun not intended, but these photos are truly out of this world. Like, they are so beyond brilliantly beautiful.
Detail. That's what it is. It's all really important detail. All right. I have some people in the news. The passing of Treat Williams disturbed me this past week. Do you know who Treat Williams was? Betting a lot, you know who he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the country's probably paramount character actors. And what happened to him should never happen to anybody. Here's a guy who has been friends, and you look at the tributes that were paid to him online, as more and more people learned that he'd been killed in a motorcycle accident. Here's something that is, this guy is dead for no good reason. The person, he lived on a narrow country road, he had a farm in Vermont, and he was out on his motorcycle at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I can imagine, you can see the guy, if you know who I'm talking about, I can see him on a motorcycle very easily. So he's running, he's driving around in his neighborhood, and some car, an SUV, comes around a corner on the wrong side of the road, going too fast, plows into him. He goes 15 feet in the air and lands on the handlebars, apparently, of his motorcycle, and that collapses his, it goes through one of his lungs, and he is, you know, he's laying on the ground. The medics came in. He was able to talk to them. He was alert and awake, and so they put him in a helicopter and flew him to Albany. By the time he got to Albany, he was dead. So not only is it a complete waste of somebody who's a very good-looking guy. That's what most people remember about him. But the fact that he's dead for no good reason other than people carelessly
driving.
Well,
and he was verbal. He was alert. He was cautious.
Yeah, right. And he apparently lost so much blood internally that was the end of it. But I find this, it was very troubling to learn that. So a moment for Treat Williams. The next person who's in the people list today is Martha Serrano. This is the story of a mother and a daughter who were arrested after using bogus documents to enroll the daughter in a high school. The daughter was 28, and they tried to get her into school as a 17-year-old. I don't know. I mean, I guess there are adult education. Maybe they didn't know that. Most communities have adult education programs for those who didn't get their graduate degree, right? They don't. It's a GED kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. And it makes you wonder, what was the motive? What were the motives of these two people that they did this?
Mm-hmm. Kind of a weird. It's just weird. So, anyway, here's the next person in the news is Cole Bridges, who goes by a couple of different names, including Cole Gonzalez, 22 years old, pled guilty this week to terrorism charges after the feds say he tried to help ISIS terrorists kill troops, our troops, overseas. He was arrested after he communicated online with an FBI agent who was posing as an ISIS supporter. We haven't heard anything about ISIS for years. Right? I not forgot about ISIS, but it hasn't been. And yet behind the scenes, it would appear, if we are to believe all this information, that they're still at it, trying to figure out how to attack us. And in the meantime, they're attacking our forces that are on station in the Middle East. So this guy diagrammed military maneuvers to help ISIS. Why would an American want to help ISIS? I know there are others. Does he have roots in the Middle East? Does he have family? Is he originally from the Middle East? That name doesn't feel to me like Cole Gonzalez. That doesn't feel like a Middle Eastern name. So what tips somebody to do something like this? The way that he went about the orchestration of these things, the ambushes. He was trying to plan an ambush on soldiers. I think he was in the service, too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimate betrayal. Was it financially related? Was it... Yeah. I mean, it could just be so many things.
Yep. All right, let's pick Father's Day as it is. This is your last chance. You can go to omahasteaks.com today, and you can still get the steaks delivered to your dad in time for the Father's Day holiday. But this is it. OmahaSteaks.com. Go there. Enter the code 30DUG, and you'll get the tastiest steaks and burgers and chicken breasts and pork chops that you've ever had. And they're for your dad. If he likes this sort of thing, why not get it? If you haven't gotten the right thing for him yet, then get at it. Go to OmahaSteaks.com right now while you're thinking about it. Enter that code 30DUG, and get all of these wonderful things that are outlined there. You'll see the thing when you go to OmahaSteaks.com. And you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers as well. It's $99.99. Check it out. Order them. OmahaSteaks.com. Code 30DUG.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go, and you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food Farm Family Time for Friday. I like that alliteration, don't you, Jay? Food Farm Family on Friday.
I like it. That's good. Sounds good. Feels good.
All of our info is sort of encrusted, if you will, encased is a better word, at foodfarmfamily.com. Celebrating Fresh Veggies Day today. Going back to the first settlers in America, mostly from Great Britain, the farmers from England and Scandinavia brought their farming techniques here to the soil, the Midwestern soil, so rich up and down the Mississippi River. Most American settlers live near the Atlantic coast, and so the people who got to the Midwest and who grew things, they were shipping even back then. And when the railroads came in the mid-1800s, the 1880s when the Industrial Revolution started, farmers could ship to Chicago, and then things were canned and transported back to the East Coast. The nationwide distribution of fruits and vegetables started actually in the 1850s. There were a lot of things that came from the California and Oregon Trail. You didn't think it started that early, but it did. And so in 1862, during the Civil War, the Department of Agriculture was created to make sure that everybody had access to all this fresh fruit and all these fresh vegetables so that it would help the nutrition quotient here in our country. And so as we have progressed, in a manner of speaking, when it comes to food, I'm not sure how much progress there is, but with the advent of the organic revolution, the stuff that's going on, the organic stuff isn't grown everywhere. It could be, but it isn't. But there are farmers, I think they actually started in North Dakota, Jay. A group of farmers there in the 90s wanted to evolve from what they were doing conventionally with all the agrochemicals that are still being used, actually. They got away from chemical pollution, and they used things that we are now using today. It's a little more complex, a little more work. But it does make the food healthier, and so we celebrate that and them today as the veggie season starts. You get some tomatoes. We have some fresh little small tomatoes on the farm. And we have, asparagus is fresh now. Lettuce is fresh. Yum. Spinach is fresh.
Oh, veggies are so good. They're just so amazing.
Yep.
something to keep in mind. Okay, so now we go over to the tough side of things for farmers and for people who are consumers of things like fresh strawberries, because they're really in the Northeast aren't any because of the freeze in May. But there's a problem with Cascade Foods from Oregon and thousands, tens of thousands of pounds of fresh organic freezer strawberries. Apparently, there's a problem with hepatitis A. How in the world would that have happened?
And This is a recall that we first started talking about it a few weeks ago, and they keep finding that they have to recall more and more because it's just this Hep A contamination is everywhere. And like you said, Doug, there aren't a lot of fresh strawberry options right now, so people are having to go for the freezer ones, and now we're finding that that's not entirely an option either.
Not a good thing either. No, it's something to be careful of. Anyway. If you have any of these frozen strawberries, and they are sold pretty much everywhere, Cascade's a big brand, so bring it back to the store, get your money back, and they don't, I've heard stores say, well, we'll give you a fresh box, or a fresh carton, or a fresh container. No, your money and my time. What is that? Sounds like a stick-up, right? Your money or your life. No, I want my money back, and I want to be compensated for the time. It's not my fault that this stuff is no good. So stand your ground on that one. Here's the story of a Minnesota dairy farm. Remember, June is Dairy Month. It's a tour stop for Luke Bryan again this year. It's Garland Dairy. Luke Bryan making his way back there for the second year. They have this would be a good person to have on our American Family Farmer Show, Jay.
Fourth
generation family-owned dairy in Iota, Minnesota. And so he sold out last year. And
they're
so
the last stop. They're the ones that wrap up the Luke Bryan Farm Tour. So I feel like any time you get to go to the very first show or the very last show on a tour, those are just always the best.
Yeah. Tickets are still on sale. You go to Farm Tour 2023 at LukeBryan.com. All right. That's an idea for my farm. It'd be good. You'd have a good time coming to my farm for a tour. But we have the circus there. We have Civil War enactments, a lot of entertainment. So, yeah, maybe we'll invite him. All right. It's now 59 past here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.